PMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it moves, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on the steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came about the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and you are tuned in to a brand new episode of Pre-Game Radios. You know what I'm saying? So you know we're back, and today is July 27th, 2012. The month's almost over, which means summer's winding down, so get your last bit of barbecues in, your outdoor parties, your block parties. Get all those in now because, as you know, it'll go and come real fast. Next you know, it's back to school and wintertime and snow all over again. But hit me up, 347-857-4302. We got brand new music from Deuce the Privilege, Nobi, Baltimore Sun, Sagittarius Black. Alright. Also big shout out to everyone on the check in out of Las Vegas, Nevada. I see you guys. We're still I think at prime time, so I'm really appreciate that you guys would take the time out of your early Friday nights, kicking it with me. Big shout out to everyone calling in from Detroit. Big shout out to everyone tuning in across seas in the UK. I got the Olympics popping, but y'all rocking with me, and I definitely appreciate it. So I'm going to give y'all a good show. And tonight's topic of the night, what are you willing to do just to keep that spicy relationship, keep your partner satisfied, so therefore they ain't got to stray to go get it from another person, you know? So what are you willing to do? What are where's your limit at? You know, is it all or nothing, or you'll do some things but not all things? Let me know. I want to hear your opinion. 347-857-4302. We got the chat room opening up right about now, so if you guys are tuned in via the PC, so definitely scroll down. And you know how we do. We got some throwbacks and big birthday shout-out to the homie OTM Hoffa. Definitely celebrating a birthday today in Rockland County, so happy birthday to you. Be safe. Keep pre-gaming. Get it going. And we'll be right back after this throwback.
DMX, Illuminati. Is y'all motherfuckers ready for the rough ride? When I speak, I'm understood. My decision is good. I see what I'm able to see, cause my vision is good. It's like I see through the eyes of a wise old man. So I chill, knowing I can kill this guy's whole band. I'm better to be thought dumb and remain silent than to open your mouth and remove all knockers that became violent. See, I'm gonna give it to you straight so you don't ask anymore. You don't really want what you asking me for. You want, hey nigga, when it's on, it's on. I'm gone, and I ain't got long, but while I'm here, y'all niggas gon' burn. Be how I finish money, y'all niggas gon' learn. All fucking week, you been talking about that drive-by. And they ain't did nothing but drive-by. Listen, shorty, I'm telling you this for your own good. Everybody is the man in their own hood, for real. Yeah, cause if it's on, it's on. Bitch niggas keep frontin' and your ass is gone. Cause when it's on, it's on. Bitch niggas keep frontin' and your ass is gone. What? Yeah, cause if it's on, it's on. Keep frontin' and your ass is gone. Yeah, cause if it's on a song, this nigga keep frontin' and your ass is gone. I always keep my enemies the closest. Always make sure I know where to toast it. Always cover my tracks when I creep. Always get away when I'm done to relax to the deep. Always know the rules of the game before I play. And always keep enough dough to know I'm good for the day. I always walk my dog off the leash. Always get my thoughts off the streets. And always with brothers lend a hand and borrow. Always, no matter what, plan for tomorrow. I always pay my respects to the dead. I always take at least one blunt to the head. I always know which bitches is gonna end up getting fucked. And always know which niggas is gonna end up getting stuck. I'm always strapped, I've always packed, I've always wrapped. It's always that, always black. Yeah, cause if it's on, it's on. Bitch niggas keep frontin' and your ass is gone. Yeah, cause if it's on, it's on. Bitch niggas keep frontin' and your ass is gone. What? Yeah, cause if it's on, it's on. Bitch niggas keep frontin' and your ass is gone. Yeah, cause if it's on, it's on. Bitch niggas keep frontin'. Never try to knock off rock on a block that ain't yours. Never take a man's class cause you hate yours. Never become someone involved with something that blinds you. Never forget where you from, someone will remind you. Never take for granted what's been given as a gift. And never sleep on a nigga, let that nigga stiff. Never turn your back on a nigga you don't trust. Never turn your gap on a nigga and don't bust. Never expect to get away with the same shit more than twice. Never forget you could get a two for a price. Never bring it to a nigga if you're scared to die. Never go on door, nigga, if you're scared to try. Never go be another day and get stopped, nigga. Never get it fucked up, this shit here for the heart, nigga. Never say never, cause I never thought this, never thought this, never, ever caught better. Get cheddar with two letters, DMX. Cause when it's on, it's on. This nigga keep frontin' and your ass is gone. Yeah, cause if it's on, it's on. This nigga keep frontin' and your ass is gone. What? Yeah, cause if it's on, it's on. This nigga keep frontin' and your ass is gone. Yeah, cause if it's on, it's on. This nigga keep frontin' and your ass is gone. DMX, Illuminati, 9-8, Rough Riders, motherfucker. And niggas don't know how it's gonna go. For real, it's dark and hell is hot. Y-O, motherfucker, school seat, home of the brave, we all here, baby. Mundo, del mundo, my nigga. D, what, bitch, we all here, baby. Jabba, jabba, jabba.
All right, that was DMX with us on off the DJ Crew professional tape back in 98. If you weren't in New York City or you weren't in really into hip-hop back then, you have no idea what I just played, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. That's why I'm here to expose you to some of the good stuff, you know, where the top guys now that y'all listen to, where they got some of the metaphors and some of the lines and some of the stuff from, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to expose y'all to the realest, you know what I mean? But 347-857-4302, shout-out to the little sons in Baltimore tuning in. You know, it's a little bit too late for y'all to be up, but it's all well and good. Y'all still rocking with me, so big shout-out to everyone on the check-in. Got some more throwbacks for you, and I'm going to take it a little bit further back. And once again, if you weren't an 80s baby, you don't know this, so just sit back, get this culture up in you, and I'll expose you to some of the new stuff, all right? And we'll be right back. It's Pregame Radio. Don't forget, we still got that topic of the night going.
so silly. She makes me look so.
Yes, we are live back in the building. Pre-game radio 347-857-4302. Big shout out to everyone on the check-in. Shout out to everyone on RTM, my tweets, liking the links on Facebook, liking my statuses. You know, I'm actually glad the last ass, I mean, is getting such a great reception now, you know. So if you're on Facebook, you know, Facebook.com, Brooklyn Black 1, subscribe to me. You know, if you're cool like that, I may even add you as a friend. And I'm known for the real randomness in the post. And my last post was, and you guys know what I do here on the show is, I go, if blank was still here, blank wouldn't be. So I played the game with myself a little while ago, and I said, if Pac was still here, Jaden and Willow Smith wouldn't be. True story. I'm just saying. But hit me up. I got one more throwback. Then we're going to get into it. And I think 10:30, because I know a lot of you guys are calling in, and you guys are listening, tuning in, waiting for the world premiere of that Baltimore Sun joint. So I believe I'll probably air that out with it about 10:30, 10:35. So definitely keep it locked, keep rocking with me. And on top of that, I got some music from Nobi, Sagittarius Black, Deuce the Privilege, and a whole bunch of others. So definitely, definitely keep it locked, because tonight will be a night to remember on pregame radio, and we'll be right back. Pardon me for that one. I pushed the button a little bit too prematurely. You know, it happens. But, matter of fact, let's get into the topic. What are you willing to do to keep the spicy relationship, to, you know, keep everything going, to keep him, to keep her home with you only? You know, hit me up. Voice your opinions. You know, I'll even repost off Twitter. Cause I know a lot of you guys are tweeting and you guys are Facebooking. So I'll definitely be reading those. As far as I go, you know, and you guys heard me all week on All Bars Radio, which comes Tuesdays and Thursdays. You guys heard me voice the opinion. You know, like, there's just certain things, like, I'm not going to your ass, so don't expect it. Don't ask for it, because I'm not going to ask you to do nothing with mine. You know, like, I'll do pretty much to my lady what I would like for her to do to me. You know, and, yo, it happens despite all of the emotional connections, the emotion, the love, and all that good stuff. Despite all of that, there's still things, you know, physically that just can't satisfy, and that's when, you know, you guys got to be mature enough and see what's up. But we got to get into this next caller. Your last four digits are 2366. What's going on? You're live on pregame radio with me, Brooklyn Black.
Hey,
Black. What's going on?
It's Glamour Chick.
Uh-oh. What's good, Glamour Chick?
don't start. I'm not going to start with you. Not tonight.
I said, what's good? How you feeling?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. So let the people know where you're calling from.
Calling from Sin City.
Oh, wow. Sin City, all the casinos and all that shit. You rocking with me. I definitely appreciate it, sweetie.
Oh, no problem.
So what are your thoughts on this situation? Like, what are things that you would do to keep the spice alive, to keep everything good in the relationship?
Me personally, I don't feel like there should be any stipulations. I'm down to do whatever as long as ain't no harm done to me in the process. So pretty much anything goes.
All right, now, so pretty much in the bedroom, you're down for whatever, let's get it popping, you want to explore this, do this, you're down for it.
Yep.
Now, are you single now, or are you in a relationship?
I'm in a relationship.
Okay, so far, has that worked? Like, has the relationship been better? Like, has there been, like, no bullshit string, or you haven't caught him, like, doing no reckless flirting with nobody else? Like, he is definitely content. He's happy.
Right.
Everything you're doing at home, you're happy what he's doing at home and everything like that, right?
Yeah.
So, would you being down for whatever, is that a key part of it? Is that what is that what's keeping him here? Is according to you, is that what it is that keeps everything together? The fact that you're willing to go above and beyond to try new things.
I think so, because trying new things keeps it interesting.
Okay, so you have no limit as to, like, if he says, hey, let me put this banana in your pussy, you're down for it.
Whatever makes him happy, like I said, as long as it ain't going to do no harm to me, I'm with it.
Oh, so as long as it does no physical harm, you're 100% with it. I think that single ladies who are wondering why they can't keep a man, take notes. You know, we're not saying it'll become porn star, contortionist, or whatever. Because a dude like me, I like, you know, the simple shit. Lay your back, you on top, bend you over, put your leg up. We like the simple shit, you know. Like me, I like the simple shit. You know, you do me, I do you, we go to sleep, you make graphics, we're good. You know. Now, let me ask you, because, you know, you're a female, and once we get some more females and once we get some more males on the line, everything like that, I'll definitely get into it with them. But do you think it's the ones who are closed off or so selective or just limited in their sexual explorations or their sexual experience that keeps them single?
It could. For me, sex is a huge part of the relationship. I'm not going to say it's everything, but it plays a huge role. If you can't keep your partner interested in the bedroom, you really ain't too much else to talk about.
So if let's say he came home one day, he's like, "Hey, baby, I want to bring in two chicks and a rabbit into the bedroom with us."
Two chicks and a rabbit.
Two chicks and a rabbit.
Two chicks, okay. And a rabbit, I don't know about that.
Now, I'm saying, what if he goes, "Hey, baby, this will really make me happy."
If
you won't do the rap, at least say yes to the goat. Can I bring a goat?
A goat? Damn. So what's
see,
a goat
see, you do? Have limitations.
Well, I would have to think about it.
Okay, now.
When you're talking about stuff like that, I'll definitely have to think about it.
Okay, so what was the most outlandish request that you've had? Like something that was off the wall and you were like, "What? No, okay." What was the most outlandish request that you've had?
The most outlandish? I wouldn't say outlandish, but I've been propositioned for a threesome.
Okay, now, here's my thing with the threesomes. Like me, I haven't done it.
Uh-huh.
And my thing is, if you're in a relationship and you guys do a threesome, like, say if my lady wants to bring in another girl, you know, I'm going to be like, "Yo, what if she does something better than you do?"
Oh,
and
see,
now,
I
can't do it.
On that aspect, I would
go get that shit that you can't do from her.
Right.
And
vice versa,
like, especially people who do the one chick and two dudes. Like, yo, if my chick wants to be another dude, I'm going to be like, "Hell no, because what the dude is bigger than me."
Right.
He hitting cracks and crevices that I can't reach. Next thing you know,
that's a chance you take.
Huh?
That's a chance you take doing threesomes.
Right, that's why I'm like, I'm a bit like, if you're single and you run into two other chicks and they're down for it, knock yourself out. That'd be something to tell the nephews and grandkids. But I think if you're in a relationship, if you're married. You know, because they got the swinger shit and stuff like that. And me, I still can't even wrap my mind around the whole swinger thing. But I don't think that'll work because, if anything, you're pretty much putting the nail in the end of your marriage. You're pretty much saying, all right, she's not, because once you give, well, with men, once you give them permission to do something, it can even be for one time, and stop me if I'm wrong, they'll think they have the divine right to always do it.
That's true, and this, the same goes for women, too.
Yeah, but see, y'all women, now see, here's the difference with men and women when it comes to fucking cheating. And it's going to probably get me yelled at, get me all types of hateful tweets, but y'all women are more, what's the word, more maniacal, more scheming when it comes to the whole cheating thing. Why? Because, see, we're creatures of impulse, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, we're creatures of impulse. So if I go outside, and most of the times we're not used to chicks, you know, just throwing pussy at us. You know, unless you a light-skinned, green, blue-eyed motherfucker, you know. But other than that, we're not used to pussy just getting thrown at us, you know. So we don't know how to deflect and be like, no, no, no. Like, yeah, woman, y'all come up that house. You guys say no to about 10 nicks before you reach your car.
Right.
You know, so you girls already, you women are already predisposed on rejecting it. You know, hell, most dudes, if they walked outside at 10, she's like, hey, I want to fuck, their heads would explode. They don't know how to handle that type of, you know what I'm saying? They don't know how to handle something of that magnitude, but women can. So when a guy cheats, 8 out of 10, he was at the bar with his boys, got drunk. This girl came and she bent over, you seen some thong, and she had some drinks. And next thing you know, she's sucking his dick in the bathroom. And afterwards, oh, my God, I can't believe I just did that. Not because he wanted to go to the bar and have some random chick suck his dick in the bathroom. It was impulse. He was out drinking. The opportunity presented itself. He capitalized. Not making an excuse for it, but that's just what it is with men.
Right.
But with women, they'll scout a dude out, get his backstory, find out where he went to school, how much he made last week. You know, they'll talk for a little bit. They'll have her homegirls talk to him. And it's a whole screening process when a woman cheats. So when she does it,
no,
she
not
knows exactly what the hell she's doing.
Not necessarily, because I've cheated in the past, and it was just because
you already had the notion in your head that you were going to do it. Like,
you know,
men in a relationship, right, unless they're just really dirt dogs like that, but I'm talking like good dudes, good loyal dudes, we don't leave the house thinking, oh, I wonder how many bitches I can get today, or I wonder how many phone numbers I can get. You know, we don't have that notion. So when a woman cheats, she has that resolve in her head. Oh, I'm going to go. I'm going to fuck the chef this next week, and this nigga ain't going to know shit. That's the predetermined notion that they have in their head.
Right.
So when it hurts more and it's more foul because we men, we know. She calculated. She, you know, because us dudes, we'll go get the first thing with a fat ass, big tits, and fat lips.
But see, a lot of times, when women cheat, it's because they're missing something at home. It don't be just because. Like, it could be anything from finances to spending time, anything.
But see, when it comes to the spending time thing, now here's what always fucks me up with the spending time thing. Maybe because I'm old school. I'm not really old school, but I was brought up out of old school, so I have the old school ways, the old fashioned ways instilled in me. But,
Uh-huh.
You know, if it's about time, like, because if he's at work all the time and he's doing shit and he's providing, you know, like, hey, you're wearing those red bottoms because I worked 50 hours last week, you know, or you're rocking that $300 bottle of perfume because I put in some overtime last week and I'm working all these hours, you know. Women don't really complain when they reap the benefits, but when they have to wait.
With me personally, if we can't spend no time because you out making money, that's different. But if you out, like, kicking it, then I have a problem.
Right, but 8 out of 10, right, when there, well, not even eight, I'll say and 6, 7 out of 10. When, oh, you don't have no time for me, it's the dude who has the job where it's very demanding, and he has to work a lot, and he has to, you know, do X, Y, Z, and he has these insane hours. Oh, you don't have time for me, but there's enough wine, rosé, and shit in the freezer. You got all the nice new shit, you know. So don't complain because I'm not there, because you're still looking good. You're still eating good. You're still doing this. Now, granted, if I'm out kicking it with my boys and you talk about, oh, you don't spend no time with me, and you wearing a rundown Reeboks, yes, fine. Step up. Go find something else. You're 100%, you know, you're 100% right. You know, but most of the time they do it because, fine, they have that loneliness, but when we actually had that time to give, we give it all to you, and that's still not enough.
That's true. That's true. A lot of women aren't content, no matter how much y'all give. Just aren't content.
Now, see, I got to go to Vegas. Were you born and raised out there?
No, I was born in Florida.
Oh, okay, okay. So, okay, see, you got that southern thing to you.
Yeah.
You have that southern flair to you and all that, so, you know, that upbringing, you know, to be there for your man, you know, stand by your man. That stuff.
Oh, yeah,
all
definitely.
So you took that over to where you at in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. I got to. My parents are Haitian. They don't play that.
Oh, shit. So if you're not in the kitchen making rice and griot and shit, it's going to be a problem.
No, well, back then, my mama, she would have tripped if he wasn't, but hell no, too many of them. I went that route before. Nope, not for me.
Oh, you can't do the housewife thing?
No, I can do the housewife thing, just can't do it with a Haitian man.
Wow, we're going to have to definitely see what that is. Keep my question, because I'm coming back to you as soon as we get into this. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now, it is 10:33, and as promised, I'm going to hit you guys with the world premiere of the new joint from Mr. Shining Over Negativity. We know and love him here at Baltimore Sun. So get on your Twitters, your Facebook, New Baltimore Sun, world premiere. And the song hasn't even dropped yet, so y'all just know how large pregame radio is. But this is his new joint, Learn Today. Hit us up, 347-857-4302 on pregame radio. And I'll be right back with this glamour chick from Vegas, see what else she's talking about. We'll be right back in a minute.
Oh, 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 Kino, you did it again. Brand new. This is Baltimore Soul, baby. Kino on the beat.
Time for progression, so I stay finessing. The mics I be blessing. Bars could be charged for a weapon possession. Knowledge acquired without a college direction. It's not my profession. I'm just the best at reaching people. Speaking on beats and teaching lessons. This ain't simple English or basic math. Stay on path or crash with your basic ass. That wasted trash you spit it don't make me mad. It's sad. The days of swag I can't wait to pass. Whatever happened to perfecting your craft and making it last? No, they ain't trying to rap if it ain't making cash. Remember when you used to have real skills to spit? Now it's all about swag. Real skills to sit in. Who spilled the F or who killed the fifth? Man, Joe already told us who killed this ish. Where they find this new list, trying to tell us who hot. Sick of all the new lot, claiming that they hip-hop. Realize when you look in my eyes, as long as I'm alive, hip-hop will never die. I heard them say I'm the man with the wordplay. Observe, hey, will I show them the way? Surely, the youth taking every word that we say. So I tell them they gon' learn today. The sun is here to free rap, and I ain't watching BET till they bring AJ and Free back. The spot where the hip-hop is that fiend rap. We need that takeover, and I mean that. Hip-hop is on life support. It seems that I seen that green line on the machine flat. The metronome used to be the start of the beat, and rap was even peace when they started the beat. These mean Baltimore streets is where it started for me. Now shining over negativity's a part of my speech, part of my reach. I've been around the world knee-deep, put my soul on the road, and my heart in the beat. MTV gave us a listen, I should call it a beast, man, a severed artery. before honor week. Wanna be MC, tight jeans, feminine stature, whack rappers, bring back the backpackers. Where they find this new list, trying to tell us who hot, sick of all the new lot, claiming that they hip hop. Realize when you look in my eyes, as long as I'm alive, hip hop will never die. I heard them say I'm the man with the wordplay. Observe, say, will I show them the way? Surely, the youth taking every word that we say. So I tell them they gon' learn today.
Hold on.
Game Radio. That was the new Baltimore Sun Learn Today. And of course, you know, he's not one to disappoint. Miss Glamachick, out in Vegas, would that be something you'd be listening to while you are riding some easy listening?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it.
Now, we're back into the whole keeping that spice and keeping your partner happy for those who are just tuning in, those who are just lining up in the chat rooms. And don't worry, I still got more music from Deuce Privilege, No B, Sagittarius Black. So don't fret. Keep it locked. We're still going. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. And we're still here doing the damn thing. So now, before we went to the break, we were talking pretty much on how, you know, the differences as far as the cheating between the men and the women and everything like that. Now, you had said that you cheated now, back in the day. Not now, so new boyfriend, not now. She ain't cheating you now. This is a long time ago.
And not now.
This is a long time ago, before you got here.
Right.
Now,
more than
6 years
ago.
What was the basis on it? Like, what was it that happened that made you go that way?
It was
Was he inadequate somewhere? Was it the finances?
It was finances. Now, I ain't no gold digger or nothing, but, you know, if I'm making money, you know, sister need help sometimes. And if you're supposed to be that one, you know, I'm expecting you to help me. I don't think that's too much to ask for.
Now, when you say help, like, now, did you really expect him to be living outside of his means to help you out?
No, never that.
All right, well, we got a caller. It's the homie, Mr. Shining Over Negativity himself. Baltimore Sun, what's going on?
What's good, Brooklyn Black? What's up, pregame?
You know,
radio.
Chilling. You know, we just spun that Learn Today joint, and, you know, I got to say that shit was fire, and that's definitely something that's going to have to be spun again. So that would definitely have to get, you know, played a little bit later on.
I appreciate that. That's produced by my man Kino Beats from France, man. We're working on the project that we're going to drop on 9/11. So you got the first single, the only station that has that track. No, you know what I'm saying? So if they're not tuning in now, they're not hearing them until September the 11th. You know what I mean.
So if you don't hear our pregame ready, you have to wait till 9/11 to get the whole project. More likely by then, pregame ready would have had it anyway. But hope you guys are tuning in, because as long as pregame ready plays, you know we play Baltimore Sun. We definitely get it going. But Baltimore Sun, let me ask you, do you have anything to throw in on today's topic? Like, is, you know, as far as keeping that spice, keeping everything, you know, restful and fresh in the relationship?
I guess you just got to ask questions, you know what I'm saying? Because people change over time. So what you started out doing might not be the flavor, you know what I'm saying, as the years go by. So you don't want to think that, you know, everything was cool in the beginning and you still, you know, doing the same routine, thinking that everything's straight. So, you know, I'm willing to try almost anything, man. I guess sometimes we get so comfortable and complacent because, you know, we just take for granted the other person, you know. So, I don't know, I just like to ask, man, to make sure I'm always on top of my game.
Okay, so definitely communication plays a key.
Definitely. I'd rather ask you, you know what I'm saying, you can just give me a list of things. And then, doing throughout the course of time, then I can just pick from that list and do some stuff, you know what I mean?
So Glamour Chick, would you make your man a list of shit that, like, you haven't done and then, you know, just expect to randomly pick something like, hey, let's try this?
Hell yeah, that sounds fun as hell.
then she can't be disappointed because you already know it's something that she likes as long as you do it right.
Right.
All right, well, let's get to this next caller. Your last four digits is 0280. What's going on? You're live on Pregame Radio with me, Brooklyn Black, and I got Baltimore Sun and Glamour Chick in the building. Who's this and where you calling from?
This is Boss Lady. I'm calling from North Carolina.
How you doing? What is your name again from North Carolina?
Boss Lady.
That's my girl right there, Brooklyn Black.
What's going on, Boss Lady? How's it going?
Hi, how are you?
We're chilling. You know, definitely just spun that Baltimore Sun track, but if you missed it, don't worry. I will blast it off again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
I will definitely get to do it again. But, you know, and it's cool. You know, we're getting a good feedback from the ladies. You know, that's definitely a good thing because, you know, thing about it is, especially with men, and, you know, Mr. Sean Irwin Negativity can stop me if I'm wrong. With us, we don't know what it is y'all want, you know, because, and I know one line that's always synonymous with women, oh, if you really knew me or if you loved me, you would just know.
Right.
I'm not no goddamn psychic. I'm not
exactly.
A detective.
Exactly.
I don't do this shit for a living. So tell me what you want. Like, I can't just walk in and then expect, oh, okay, she wants me to lift her leg up and pour some honey down her back. Tell me you want that shit. You know, tell me that's what you want. Because if you don't tell me, like I said earlier, I'm a simple dude. Lay on your back, I lay on my back, I bend you over, go to sleep, I'm expecting breakfast in the morning.
Oh, Lord.
So what you're saying is a closed mouth don't get fed.
Exactly. The closed mouths, they don't get fed at all, but then those closed mouths are the first ones to go out and go try to eat at some next nigga buffet when we got all the good shit in the house. You know, so it's always a fun thing when I have these topics and I get a lot of response from my female listeners, you know, from North Carolina, Vegas, the UK and Texas. You know, it's great to have all of these different minds from different places because we're all brought up different. Like, none of us on the mic right now are from the same place.
Right.
You know, I'm born and raised in Brooklyn. You know, he's from Baltimore. So how we brought up and how we treat our women will be like apples and oranges. Just like how Miss Bosley from North Carolina and Glamour Chick from Vegas, by way of Florida, how they do for their men are like bananas and grapes. So it's great to hear all of these different inputs and everything like that. But Miss Boss Lady, let me ask you, as far as keeping the spice in the bedroom, the, you know, the actual physicality of the relationship, do you have limitations, or are you just, hey, as long as I have to go to the hospital afterwards, I'm with it?
As long as I got to go to the hospital, I'm with it.
So your man could come home. So your man could come home with a zebra and two chicks and a sombrero. Be like, hey babe, I want to have a Mexican fantasy. And you down with it?
A Mexican what?
A Mexican fantasy. He just comes in with a sombrero, a donkey, wearing a fucking poncho.
Nah.
Okay, so where's your line drawn? Like, are you not feeling the role playing? Are you not feeling the physicalities? And I hear a baby.
Yo, my hands are still wide open, yo. Oh, hey, hold on. Tajir, want to say one thing right quick.
Hi.
Hi, Ty. How are you?
Good.
Aww. Oh, that's what's up. Pre-game radio is for the kids, but not this conversation, so go to bed, Ty.
Shout out to New York.
To New York.
And pre-game radio.
And pre-game radio.
And what's your name?
Oh, that is dope. Yo, Baltimore, son, you got to record that and send it to me ASAP. You heard him? Yes, you got to record that and send it to me ASAP.
He likes going to the studio, so we'll do that. I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Yes, that is definitely what's up. So, like I said, Miss Boss Lady, what are your guidelines? Like, where is it drawn? Like, can he not wear costumes?
No donkeys. No donkeys and no sombreros.
No donkeys and no sombreros. What, are you allergic to donkeys, or do you just, like, I'm just asking. Like, see, first, I ask those questions. So, as long as it doesn't involve donkeys and sombreros, you're 100%
loose. Yeah,
more hot wax on you and all that?
Nah, hell no. I ain't trying to get burnt.
See, so you have a whole lot of limitations. So let me ask you, are you single now or are you in a relationship?
In a relationship.
Okay, so as far as you, what is something, have you ever tried to introduce something to him and he was like, whoa, no, that's not going to happen?
No.
Okay, so as open as he's been, wouldn't it be fair for you to be just as open? Not saying he's gonna go get us some rubber and shit now, but I'm saying wouldn't it be fit for him to be as open as he is with you when you come in, you come up with stuff, because I don't know, you might come with nipple clamps or some shit, I don't know, but as open as he is, shouldn't you be as open in return as far as, you know, just to keep everything on a level field?
Yeah, I think I should, but I don't think she would have any problems with it.
So you believe that he's content, he's good with you having the limitations on the bedroom activities?
I know she's content.
Huh?
I said I know she's content.
Oh gosh, she is even better. Okay, so so anything that she brings in, you're with, anything that you bring in, she's with it, and you guys do the damn thing. So who makes reps in the morning, or do y'all, like, take shifts or something?
I do.
Oh, okay. I'm just learning, but Ms. Wolfley, thank you so much for calling. You want to give any shout-outs, your Twitter, anything like that?
I want to give a shout-out to my dude, Baltimore Sun. You know, I got your back 100%. And shout-out to you. And
okay.
What's the lady on the phone?
Oh, that's Rihanna Chick walking with us.
Oh, okay. Shout out to everybody. Just, you know, want to say hello, and I'm showing my support and my love, and it is what it is. Y'all have a good night.
You too,
mama.
Now, are you on Twitter or anything like that or no?
Yeah, Boss Blazer.
All right, so definitely follow her. Send me a tweet at Brooklyn Black. I'll definitely follow you, and I'll tell everyone else to follow you. You see me on the post on Facebook, so just add me, and we'll definitely keep linking up, all right?
All right.
All right, cool. 347-857-4302. That was cool. We actually had a lesbian point of view on that, and it's pretty much the same as a hetero relationship. So for all those that are against the same sex relationship, go kill your fucking self, because it's the same thing. If they
right.
want to, you know, if they want to do it, let them fucking do it. All right. 347-857-4302. Our next world premiere track comes from the artist Nobi out of Queens by way of Rockin' Cali. He has a whole new mixtape out called Bad Boy Nobi, where he takes some select famous Bad Boy tracks, redoes them, puts his own verse on it, and this is the one made famous by the Notorious B.I.G. and R. Kelly called Fuck You Tonight, but this is done by Nobi. Hit me up, let me know what you think. Brooklyn Black, Baltimore Sun, and of course we got a glamour chick in the building. We'll be right back.
I always wonder what me and these two niggas would sound like on the same track.
Hey, the number one.
Sick crazy. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The vodka makes the sex proper. Joe's Crab House for dinner and Red Lobster. Either way, she's coming back with me to my apartment. Leather love seats and wall-to-wall carpet. Skip the candles and the wine for this time. Turn your phone off, cause tonight you're all mine. No love making, strictly back breaking. No soft touches or kisses, we ain't wasting. No time, the bottle is on deck. Please don't judge, we trying to get focused. Cup full of Henny, we filling it to the brim. Beat the pussy up, take a minute and go again. Slap her on her ass and I watch that thing wave. We in the same book, sentence the same page. I eat that pussy good, your knees squeeze my head. Make your ex explode and leave the sheets wet. Fine, like a platinum plate in Movado, you just shine. You should have been mine. Let me hit it from behind. Ass in the air, kissing on her back, grabbing on her hair. I got your legs up, going at it full thrust. Nah, we ain't in love, this is what you call us. All she wanna do is fuck, she just like me. She don't wanna be my girl, she just want me. Mommy, look, I love the way you throw it upon me. 7 hours straight when we're both on E. Pro know all his hoes go to my dough, my hoes go to his dough. Yes, we believe in the phrase that sharing is caring. You with me? But when it come to shorty, I'm stingy. Tell your man you at Target. Now pull your panties to the side and let me see you pop it.
Hey guys, you are now tuned in to Pregame Radio, the ever so sexy Lady Steel, chilling with my homeboy Brooklyn Black and my homegirls, Ed and Tasha B.
Yeah, we're definitely back in the building, Pregame Radio. We got Baltimore Sun, Glamour Chick holding it down in Vegas, and of course, I couldn't expect to do a topic like this and not have Lady Steel on the check-in. Lady Steel, what's going on?
I'm on the move, though, so forgive me for the background noise.
Oh, man. Now, we just played the new Nobi track, his Fuck You Tonight cover. What'd you guys think of
that? I liked it. I was jamming. Huh?
I'm saying, well, you know, what did everybody think about it? I'm getting everyone's, topic and feedback now.
I was jamming. I like it.
All right, Baltimore, what do you think on it?
Yeah, I play it back.
And
I
last but not least,
right.
I rock that joint again.
It was hot.
All right, now, Miss Lady Steele, what are you willing to do to keep that spice in the bedroom, to keep that fire in the relationship?
I mean, whatever it takes outside of anything with bodily waste, animals, children. I think that's pretty much it. I'm pretty much open to do whatever. You're never gonna get bored with me.
Can't get bored with you, you said. So ladies, tell me,
yeah.
So I could come in with another chick, a bottle of barbecue sauce, some click clacks and cowboy boots, and you're with it.
I mean, I don't care for food, it's good sex, but whatever, it's not gonna hurt me. I mean, I was married before, and in my marriage, we used to play. Stuff like that doesn't really bother me.
Okay. Now, is there some barbecue sauce that I would need? Because I don't want to get the wrong type, you know.
I actually hate barbecue sauce. So that's all you.
See, fellas, you got to ask questions.
I do not eat barbecue sauce for shit.
So what do you eat at barbecue? So salad?
Huh?
What do you eat at barbecue?
I eat my ribs are dry. Like, if it's not baked or grilled in, I don't eat the sauce itself, like, on it.
All right, so all you guys who are, you know, taking notes, she don't like barbecue sauce, so don't come with no barbecue sauce and shit like that. You can come with something else, but no barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce, you're going to be left there by yourself, all right?
Sauce, period. I don't really like sauce.
No, what about chocolate sauce? You don't like chocolate sauce, or you mean can't bring chocolate sauce?
I don't even like that.
Wow. All right, so, fellas, to pretty much to please Lady Steele, you don't have to really dig in your bag of tricks.
Yeah, you do. You got to get creative, and don't give me the same basic shit you give everybody else.
Right.
You know, do your bag of tricks, do your research, you know.
Give me, like, bacon wrapped roses or something. Then we'll talk.
Wow, okay. And also, you know, our lovely lady still, she has a birthday coming up. So you guys know she does it big mostly every year for her birthday. What do you have planned this year, Steele?
This year I'm walking out at Highland Park in the city. I believe it's the East 34th Street at an all-white party. The theme is Ladies Prefer Gentlemen, so it's actually like a really strict dress code. Yeah. I'm not really feeling the birthday spirit this year, though. Not like how I normally am.
Oh, okay. So there won't be like a part two and part three to it. So there won't be a part two and a part three to it this year. Just the one white party.
Huh?
I said no part two and no part three, just the one white party, and that's it.
I might do a beach bonfire as well. I'm still trying to work that out.
Okay, well, definitely keep the people posted.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely remember, and, you know, I'll definitely try to make my way over there, probably to the beach bonfire or something like that, because the only thing I own white is white beaters and socks. Yep, that's keeping it funky, but let's get to this next caller. Your last one, this is a 0029. You're live on pregame radio with Brooklyn Black. Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hey, yo, this is Zulu, nigga.
All right, what's going on, Zulu?
Brooklyn Black, what it is, boy?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, no, it's Zulu, man. You know me, man.
That was good. Zulu was good. What's going on?
Chilling, man. What's up? Pre-game radio, what's happening?
Yeah, you finally here, man, and it's good we got another male. Topic of the night is, what are you willing to do to keep that spice in the relationship, that physical passion, that, you know, what are your limitations? Now, you being a dude, you know, what are some of the things, like, you know, you'll be willing to do to keep your lady happy? What would you introduce? What would you bring to the table?
All right. I say smack a bitch across the ass with a thawed out pork chop. I'm just saying, that'll work.
Well, I just, you know, okay, so a thawed out pork chop across the ass, that's what you do. Now,
it's a good idea, but I'm fucking with you, man. I call to say what's up to my dude. Hey, yo, pre-game radio. This is my only Brooklyn Black, man. I ain't got nothing for the topic. I just called to say what's up to my dude, give a little shout-out, show some love, super producer in the building.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, this man Zulu, he has produced some of the best tracks from some of the greatest in hip-hop. You know, so if you guys are looking for that killer beat and your budget is right, you need to holler at my man. Check him on Facebook, Zulu on the beat.
Yo, you can put a beat on layaway, man. I know times is rough, but you will make a deposit.
Yo, he's even got layaway beats.
You will make a deposit. I'll get the money on the back end if you're that nice and serious about your game, G. Word up. Everybody nice and don't know the business. I'm going to get paid in the back end if you don't know what the hell going on.
All right, so Zulu, man, you know, give your shout outs, you know, let the people know where they can keep track of you and follow you and stuff at.
Yo, man, follow me on Twitter at Zulu Beats, man. Zulu _ Beats on Twitter. Follow me. I'm everywhere and doing everything. Right now, I'm Sauce Boss. Just wanted to holler at my boy. Word up. My nigga Brooklyn Black. Can I curse on the air?
Yeah, you can curse, man. We good. You good.
Okay, well, fuck y'all. Nah, yeah, word ball.
Damn.
Nah, much love, yo. I'm wild right now.
Much love, man. Keep rocking. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right. No doubt.
Peace. Man, so we done got the craziest stuff. Smack a chick on the ass with a thawed out pork chop. So, Miss Glamour Chick, would you stand for that if your man came with a pork chop and you're like, let me smack your ass with this?
That's going to make him happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Ab in the building. Ab, what's going on, Ab?
Yo, what's poppin', son? Just wanted to call in, shout you out real quick. You know, my homegirl Charlene is up here from Virginia. Want to shout her out. So we hanging out. We doing a little mini ladies night thing. It's just two of us. You know, and that's what it is, son.
That's what's up. Shout out to you and Charlene. And you know, you missed the world premiere Baltimore Sun Trapper.
No, I didn't, son. I was on the line. I heard it. You just never came. You just never clicked to me, and my phone went dead. So, you know, this call is going to be brief, too, because I got to charge this jack. But I heard the world premiere, and I heard when Baltimore song came on, you know what I'm saying, and I wanted to shout him out, but like I said, the phone went dead. But the track was hot. I definitely want to let him know that he's doing his thing at Four Ways, and he'll always have the support. He'll always have my support in all his endeavors. I just want to see big things for this dude. So
thank you, Ab. I appreciate that.
Oh, you on the line?
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yo, that's real talk from me to you. Fuck everybody else. That's from me to you. Real talk. You keep coming up, you know, with new shit. You keep reinventing yourself, and you know it's looking good. It's a good look for you. And like I said, I look forward to nothing but big things from you. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
All right,
now,
I'm still waiting for my spot in your video. Don't forget me. You know I'm cute. Check out my Facebook. You can look at my pics. I'll be good in your video.
I gotta come up to New York and shoot a video. I gotta come up your way and shoot a video.
Well, that's what's up though. But whatever it is, you know, just make sure it got that and be more sun on it. That's it.
Most definitely.
Wear it up. Wear it up. All right, but I want to shout everybody. I want to shout out my girl Nick out in Albany. Couldn't be here this evening. What's up, girl? I want to shout out my sister Giselle out there in Jersey chilling. I want to shout out my other sister Chantel in the Bronx. My baby sister Chance in Brooklyn. Who knows what she up to? I want to shout out to all the jump offs that thought y'all was going out tonight, but he chilling with his main bitch. Sorry. Hope you got other plans. And shout out to all the chicks out here that, you know, regardless of what, they have a positive body image about themselves. So, you know, just because you a chick and you got some rolls, you got a muffin and all that shit, you wear your tight shirt and you got your belly out and all that other shit, shout out to you for having that type of faith in yourself, regardless of looking ridiculous in the street. But shout out to you. Shout out to y'all. I know it's hot, baby, and your thighs are rubbing together. You got to keep them shirts free. I'll feel you. I'll feel you. But that's about it, son. I'm going to have to call back in the next hour or so. And we're going to keep chilling. We're going to put one in the air for you. We're going to have a toast for you. And that's what's going to be. Here, as a matter of fact, I'm going to send you something right now. You and everybody else online. Hold on.
Yeah, so anything you want to shine
a
light on tonight's topic?
The topic, real quick, was what you was going to do to keep your person happy or whatever. Is that what you're talking about?
That's life in a relationship, yeah.
Well, fine. You know, it actually takes two to do that. So the most important thing is you and the other person have to more or less be on the same page, because, you know, sometimes the relationship is not 50-50. Sometimes it's 70-30, 60-40. Sometimes you're giving more than what the other person is giving, which, you know, oftentimes is not fair. And you alone can't carry a relationship. It's a relationship, meaning it's involving someone else. And so, you know, sometimes you just got to let shit go. But if it's a 50-50 thing, then y'all just roll with it. Come up with new shit. That's another thing. Be inventive. Do some different shit. Be spontaneous. Stop doing the same shit. Stop going to the same places. Stop having the same conversations, which also is important for you to have a partner who has their own thing. You do your shit. You let them do their shit. And then when y'all get together, y'all got shit to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got shit to talk about. Let your person go out there and do their thing. That's how you keep the spice alive, always having something, you know, having a good conversation. If you got somebody that you can't fucking talk to, because once the push dry up and the dick gets flaccid, it's nothing left but conversation and companionship. And if I can't talk to you and have fun, then everything else is bullshit anyway.
All right, good luck out, Ev. Charge your phone. Hit us back up. We got more stuff and more show and more music, you know what I'm saying? And we'll definitely get back at you in a little bit.
No doubt.
All right. 347-857-4302. It's already 11 o'clock, so you guys already know. And it's about to be August, you know, so I hope you guys got all the back-to-school stuff ready, the last barbecue set up, the block party set up, send them permits in. Because you ain't got them permits, you can't do shit. All right, but we got to get into this next one. This is from Sagittarius Black coming out of Brooklyn, a Trayvon Martin tribute song. Definitely check it out. Worth listening to, and I'm going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Mr. President, may I ask you about this current case in Florida, very controversial, allegations of lingering racism within our society, of the so-called Stand Your Ground law and the justice in that. Can you comment on the Trayvon Martin case?
Memory of Trayvon Martin. We ain't killing weeds, we're plucking seeds from our garden. No seeds, no plants, no plants, no harvest. We need metal world peace, Ron Artest. Bipolar, find us from pole to pole across the globe. My people have so much soul, hence solar. Anywhere the sun's exposed, we lit the match, set the spark. You see our grills and coal, you see our skills when it comes to the goal. But even still, while Obama signs bills, Emmett Till fill more, yeah, and millions more fill cells. We gotta stop killing ourselves. Stop acting like sheep hiding wolves. Kill our Red Riding Hoods, or these pigs gonna blow your door down. It happened in the Bronx, so it can happen in your town. I ain't saying start slaying these cops, no, I'm saying let's start our own. Neighborhood watch, it's not snitching, it's protecting your block. You don't need a Smith & Wesson or Glock. The best weapon you got is a voice box. Use it, it's more than just the music. A mother lost a son, Mother's Day, his birthday, both in the same month. Trying to justify his homicide, saying he was high. Crucify his memory, saying he deserved to die. To dad I reply, THC, that hooded child. Tall, handsome, colored boy, this has been a captain. Thought he was a cop, shot through heart cavity. Teen hugging casualty? No, there's nothing you could tell me. Don't matter if he was the honorary coon or the head of his class, his black ass would have still died face down in the grass. Yeah, and if you think that I'm wrong, prove it. Trayvon song,
Black Hoodie Music.
But obviously, this is a tragedy. I can only imagine what these parents are going through. And when I think about this boy, I think about my own kids. You know, I think every parent in America should be able to understand why it is absolutely imperative that we investigate every aspect of this and that everybody pulls together, federal, state, and local, to figure out exactly how this tragedy happened. But my main message is to the parents of Trayvon Martin. You know, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. I think they are right to expect that all of us, as Americans, are going to take this with the seriousness it deserves and that we're going to get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
Yeah, pregame radio, that was Trayvon's song by Sagittarius Black. Definitely a good joint. But due to demand, you know, people just want to hear it again. You know what I'm saying? Baltimore can attest, like, the Facebook, this Facebook post has, like, almost 50 comments on it. So I'm just going to do it one more time. This is Baltimore Sons. Learned today off his upcoming LP, produced by Kino from France. So definitely, once again, check it out, and we'll be right back.
Oh, oh, Kino, you did it again.
Time for progression, so I stay finessing. The mics I be blessing. Bars could be charged for a weapon possession. Knowledge acquired without a college direction. It's not my profession. I'm just the best at reaching people, speaking on beats and teaching lessons. This ain't simple English or basic math. Stay on path or crash with your basic ass. That wasted trash you spit it don't make me mad. It's sad. The days of swag I can't wait to pass. Whatever happened to perfecting your craft and making it last? No, they ain't trying to rap if it ain't making cash. Remember when you used to have real skills to spit? Now it's all about swag, real skills to sit. It's who spilled the F or who killed the fifth? Man, Joe already told us who killed this ish. Where they find this new list, trying to tell us who hot. Sick of all the new lot, claiming that they hip hop. But realize when you look in my eyes, as long as I'm alive, hip hop will never die. I heard them say I'm the man with the wordplay. Observe, hey, will I show them the way? Surely, the youth taking every word that we say. So I tell them they gon' learn today. The sun is here to free rap, and I ain't watching BET till they bring AJ and Free back. The spot where the hip hop is that fiend rap. We need that takeover, and I mean that. Hip hop is on life support. It seems that I seen that green line on the machine flat. The metronome used to be the start of the beat, and rap was even peace when they started the beat. These mean Baltimore speech is where it started for me. Now shining over negativity's a part of my speech, part of my reach. I've been around the world knee deep, put my soul on the road, and my heart in the beat. MTV gave us a listen, I should call it a beast. Man, I sever artery before I honor week. Wanna be MC, tight jeans, feminine stature, whack rappers, bring back the backpackers. Where they find this
you look in my eyes. As long as I'm alive, hip hop will never die. I heard him say I'm the man with the wordplay. Observe, hey, will I show him the way? Surely, the youth thinking every word that we say. So I tell them they gon' learn today.
Yes, once again, that was Learn Today. Baltimore Sun had to get the second spin. Big shout out to Miss New Shoes. Big shout out to Miss Brooklyn. Big shout out to everyone who's been holding it down on the internet radio circuit, the shows that have come and gone, the shows that are still here. You know, big shout out to y'all because I still support y'all. Y'all still give me the support, so I'm still rocking with you. 347-857-4302, Brooklyn Black, Lambert Chick. And Baltimore Sun, live and direct, hitting y'all with some shit that y'all need to know to keep the relationship spicy, keep the whole thing going. And shout out to the person on the check-in with the block number. You don't want me to know who you are. It's all well and good. But, you know, if you have something to say, hit one. I'll just say, hey, anonymous person, just say your piece and whatever. And we'll definitely just keep things going like that. But at the end of the day, Glamour Chick, Baltimore, and I have male and female perspectives here. At the end of the day, to keep that spice going, the main thing is communication, yes?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Ladies, close mouths, don't confess. Say what you want. Say what you want and how you want it. You know, don't be overbearing and demanding like some women I know, you know, but say what you want. Say how you want it. You know, let us know. If we ain't doing it the right way, hey, stop us. Tell us, like, hey, no, 2 inches to the left. You know, tell us. Fellas, don't think, you know, you stepping up in there and you're Ron Jeremy and you know everything there is to know. Ask questions. You know, like hey, can I smack you on the butt with this pork chop? You know, ask questions.
Oh, man.
You know. And most times, you ain't even got to be in the bedroom. Just sit and talk like, hey, the next time we do X, Y, Z, I was wondering if I can videotape it and have you hanging off the ceiling fan while you was, you know, giving me all. Ask questions. The worst thing she can say is no. Then, you know, I can't do it. I got to think of something else. And like Lacey L and F said, be inventive. Come up with shit. Think of shit that you think no one has done before. And like most of the women say, as long as they don't end up in the emergency room or there's no bodily waste, by the way, that shit's disgusting, but, you know, if it's, you know, nothing detrimental to their physical health, they're with it. So ask questions. Just don't go up and do it and like, oh, I thought you were like that. Ask questions. Women like to talk. They like to have debate. They like to have conversation.
Yes, we do.
So talk with them. Ask them questions. You know, hell, okay, watch porn, like, hey, would you like if I did that crazy shit there? You know, ask questions. And women, you know, y'all ask questions too, because just because we met don't mean we don't like certain shit, okay? You know, don't just think y'all come in, y'all Janet, Jack me, or Heather Hunter, or whoever the popping porn star chick is now. You know, don't think y'all got, you know, ask us questions, you know, because I know a couple of dudes in my circle, they don't like hitting it from the back, as crazy as it sounds.
What?
They don't like hitting it from the back.
They must be messing with skeletons.
Hey.
Stop it.
You know.
Oh, man.
Ask a question, you know. And for the women who don't like to give oral and they feel like it's nasty. Yo, look, that's one of the biggest things y'all get cheated on for. Because y'all ain't going now and rocking the mic. And that's just true shit. Go rock the mic like, you know, like you want him down there
you know, fine dining on your shit. Come on.
But you ain't trying to return the favor. Right, return the favor.
You know, and don't go that high. And wait, before you even get to that part of it, and this goes for the men and the women, don't go down if you don't know what you're doing. All right, because and especially for the women, like, y'all go down, y'all know what y'all doing. We're going to keep, we'll keep taking it as long as there's no teeth involved, but we're not going to be expecting that. And women, y'all real quick to grab a dude like, you ain't doing it right. Shit. grab him by the ears and show him. You know, grab him by the ears, grab him by the head, you know, show him. Fellas, if she's not doing it right, you know, like the song says, grab by the back of her neck, right? And show her how it's done, because, like we said, communication is key, so there's no way your man, your woman's going to know how to satisfy you unless you tell them, unless you ask questions, unless you show them. Again, and like, I don't want to have to teach nobody nothing. You're going to be lonely.
Right. If you want it done right, you better be willing to teach.
Yeah, you're going to be lonely. You're going to be by yourself. You're going to have those nights where you could have called somebody, but no, because you don't like the way they do things and you're too stubborn and hard-headed to teach them. So just do that and let's get it done. All right, we got one last new joiner tonight, and then we come back, finish up this convo. Wrap things up, get the shout outs out and everything going. This is brand new from Deuce to Privilege. This is No Church in Brooklyn. And we'll be right back.
Time to set it off.
Now back to the music, baby. Please step off my shoes.
Yeah, we're definitely back in the building. Brand new Deuce to Privilege with No Church and BK. Baltimore Sun, what was your thoughts on it?
I'm going with it. I'm rocking with that joint.
All right. Ms. Lambertson?
I can dig it. It was cool.
I dug it too. My only reservation about the track was, oh, you guys are from New York, man. But the whole funk Master Flex thing he did, where he did a couple bars, started over, did a bar, started over. Because, like, I'm trying to get to the song, and then I got soft from the beginning. But, but other than that, it was a dope track. I definitely liked it. So big shout out to Deuce Privilege, one of that network, ENT and GX Media. Big shout out to you guys. It's 11:30. You know, we getting ready, you know, line stuff down, and I want to just thank Glamour Chick 81. I want to thank the homie Baltimore Sun. I want to thank everyone who called in, even everyone who called in, wilding out. So big shout out to Zulu. Big shout out to Ed. Big shout out to Lady Steel on check-in. Big shout out to Boss Lady in North Carolina. And big shout out to everyone who's tuned in online. I definitely appreciate it. We got some more music for y'all, but like I said, final words on today's topic, the final thought. Like I said, yo, just communicate. Be willing to teach. Be willing to learn. And you guys should have a good relationship. You heard? We're going to get into this next call. The last four digits, 1167. You're live on Free Game Radio.
Yo, what's going on, Black? How you? I'm chilling, man. I'm at a hibachi restaurant right now, but I just had to call in real quick, shout you out. You know, you stay doing your thing and showing love, so I just wanted to call in real quick and scream at the homie for a minute.
Oh, no doubt. Good looking out, you know, you just played that No Church in BK, and I was just telling him I was, you know, the only thing that I had to hang up about was you did the funk flex thing where you do a fucking bar, and then you shot over.
good looking. But yo, I go first. Did you hear that 3K shit I dropped today?
I haven't got it yet, but I do have the GG mentality though.
All right, slow. I appreciate you downloading that, man. What's your favorite joint of that GG mentality?
That's one of the tracks that I went through. Actually, I have a couple of them on here. I have I got Breakdown, I got No Curse. And actually, I'll put them on with my probably spin them off. So it's definitely cool. Type you guys don't know, please pick that up off the track. It's GD mentality, get every dollar.
Grind AJ, get every dollar. You already know what it is, man.
Just check your Instagram. I gave you proof that I got it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I peeped it. I thought I liked the comment. If not, I'll definitely be liking and reposting it shortly. But, yeah, man, yo, just keep doing what you do. Yo, you got to hear that 3Kings, though. I went in, man. If you like that oldies joint, you're going to love this 3Kings, man. I promise you that. But I'm about to get
all
back
right,
to this dinner, boy.
You know, just get that,
thanks again,
get
bro.
That to me, man. Get that to me, and you know it gets fun. It goes right to my phone, MP3 player. You already know how I do.
Yes, sir. Hold it down.
All right, good looking, dude.
Alright,
shout out to the artists, you know, all the artists that call in and, you know, send that support. Because once it hits the Twitter, you know what I mean, they call in and or they tweet me back or they retweet. So big shout out to everyone who sent in any music. Sagittarius Black, No B, Deuce the Privilege, Baltimore Sun, of course. And that's what I was saying before. Yes, please, yo, communicate. Be open to learn. Be willing to teach. All right, closed mouths don't get fed, and now I'm saying everybody goes hungry, y'all going to turn to savages and cannibals and zombies and all that good shit. All right, but Glamour Chick, you want to give any shout-outs? Let people know where they can follow your crazy ass at.
Shout-out to you, and shout-out to everybody who's listening. Just follow me at Glamour Chick 81. That's it.
And she does follow back, and she has good convo, so I'm definitely – give her the Sam Hoop. So go follow her, Glamour Chick 81. She's definitely been holding down since she started following me, so definitely big shout to her. Baltimore 7, you already know. Let the people know.
Yes. I actually just shot Glamour Chick a follow. I'm at Baltimore Sun, S-O-N, on Twitter. Also on Facebook, I'm Baltimore Sun, S-O-N. That's Mr. Shining Over Negativity. I want to give a special shout-out to all my people that was locked in, hitting me on the chat, catching the world premiere.
of course, Boss Lady, for calling in, and a special, special shout-out to my homegirl from London. Her name is Cameron J. She actually danced in the opening ceremony tonight in the Olympics. She's a dynamic vocalist, and we're working on a collaboration, too, so that's big, you know what I'm saying? So shout that out, and also shout-out Pregame Radio. You already know all the artists that you played tonight, you know what I'm saying? And that's it.
Oh, we have another caller. Anonymous caller, you are live on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was just...
Oh, you here now. You might as well let us know what's up.
So if it don't come through, I come back. Open it right now. Let me get that.
Hello, Anonymous. They only want to speak. Well, all well and good. We still have some new stuff. We even have some rappers. So big shout to him. Big shout to Team Deep Freeze. Anything like that. This is his new joint with Wale called Hold Up. And we'll be right back to wrap shit up.
Yeah. Rampage. Cash out. Wale. Yeah. Deep Freeze. Yo, fell, turn me up like this.
And I'm like, wait, hold up. Please let me roll up. And yo, hold that shoulder. And now she got her nose up. And these niggas don't know us. But these hoes, they know us. Made back when we roll up. Strong pack when we roll up. And I'm like, wait. And I ain't worried about no niggas taking my brick. What you should worry about is me taking your bitch. And I'm like, wait. Hold up. Please let me roll up. Then yo hold that toast.
New York.
Then I got her nose up.
I'm like, wait, hold up. This is how I blow up. Got to make that quota. Ice, water, and baking soda. Now I'm the off-street promoter. Waiting for the work to roll over. In the Lamborghini, everybody on my top. All the shorties want me to pull over. Blunt rap smell like older. Henny, ice, and some soda. Vibe coming, I don't know ya. Gun in my lap, yes, I'm a street soldier. Try to take mine, I'ma blow ya. Plus I got 25 just for my lawyer. Fuck boys, yo, I got something for ya. Feds wanna ask me a question, never saw ya. I'm like, wait, hold up. Shorty do got a body. Pull up in that Bugatti. In the New York streets like I'm Gotti.
And I'm like, wait, hold up. Please let me roll up. And yo, hold that shoulder. And now she got her nose up. Niggas don't know us, but these hoes, they know us. Made back when we roll up, strong pack when we roll up. And I'm like, wait, and I ain't worried about no niggas taking my brick. What you should worry about is me taking your bitch. And I'm like, wait, hold up, please let me roll up. Then yo hoe done told up, then now she got her nose up. And I'm like, wait, cool, and all these hoes, they wanna act like they know a nigga. Like, stop flexing, girl, take it out. What can you show a nigga? For a bitch control me, I would let money control a nigga. But I control it and sell it, go get mo. They done let me in the door. And I know that shit fucked up because I'm coming at your throat. And they like cash out, slow down, but I don't see red, I'm always on go. And I keep relapsing, niggas, ain't no limit, I won't hold, yeah. Hold up. These niggas, they ain't believe me. Shot past they ass. Now these niggas see me on TV. Bitch, this ain't no move, but you can get the clip in HD. And I know the reason they hate me. And I'm like, wait, hold up. Please let me roll up. And yo, hoes done told her. And now she got her nose up. And these niggas don't know us. But these hoes, they know us. Made back when we roll up. Strong pack when we roll up. And I'm like, wait. And I ain't worried about no niggas taking my brick. What you should worry about is me taking your bitch. And I'm like, wait, hold up. Please let me roll up. And yo, hold that soap. And
you may not go in there.
And I'm like, wait.
Work. These niggas don't want it. Nope. See, I make them all with like 10 racks. I might leak them all with 600. Whoa. DMV, they gonna get us. She read the work and know what's said first. I'm like a DDT to these bitches. Hold up, this for showing them my soda. Yep. That blue dot and no rock and that douche shock with no cola. Tryna knock the boots and never color.
And
I got Thomas Ford for my order.
And
you standing over there, Dolo. The broads arrive when I show up.
What are y'all about? What are y'all about? Party bitches choosing quicker when them bottles out. Hold up a second, double and we respect it. And we gon' roll up another before they check it live.
Wait, hold up, please let me roll up. And yo hoe done told her, and now she got her nose up. Don't know us, but these hoes they know us. Made back when we roll up, strong pack when we roll up. And I'm like, wait, and I ain't worried about no niggas taking my brick. What you should worry about is me taking your bitch. And I'm like, wait, hold up, please let me roll up. And your hoe done told her, and now she got her nose up.
FRONTLINE, it's your boy Young Rome, rocking with Brooklyn Black on pregame radio. Follow me at Fly Guy Rome. It's showtime, let's get it.
Sitting on the competition, I don't see these niggas in my vision. Ain't the one to start this listen. About to kill the game, but where's my competition? Eyes is open, yes, I'm focused. Bitches know it, niggas know it. Ain't gonna wear my heart on my sleeve. Put that on the end of that breeze. Stylist off and duplicated. Bunch of low me's with no relation. Middle finger love, tell them haters hating. Yeah, I hear y'all niggas say I'm living on that hosting dreams. I'm grinding hard, I'm chasing for that crate. Back to plate mode, tell these niggas scared, cause they know where I might go. Feeling like I might go, yeah, I know I'm psycho. Killing y'all niggas, yeah, just when my life flow. I put that on my life, ho.
So I'ma go up.
To be permanent, my crew make moves, establishing my permanence. Niggas not learning it. I'm cooking and I'm serving it. Rolling and I burn a bitch. No Khalifa, but I burn a bitch. And my nigga got that burner, bitch. And if you fucking with my figures, got a burner bridge, I'm going in. You a drone again, I'm in Yoda skin. Label me unstable, cause he flow like wet cables. But y'all ain't able to kill a brother like Kane. Sucker free, Monday through Sunday. Fuck with me, that's gunplay. I run fields, y'all just pump play. Beat the entree, break fast, you over easy. Always get high, Chevy Red Jedi.
So I'ma go up.
I'm about to set it off. Young boy, I'm about to set it off. I told these motherfuckers I'd set them off. But look here, motherfuckers, set them
off.
Trying to set it off, I'm just letting niggas know they hella soft. And my only competition got a salad toss, so that means that my bars is standing tall. Young Rome on the block like every day. I ain't shining, but I'm running like Cascade. Got a chick on my dick, no time to play. So that means I hit spots like Bronx Wade. No time for these hoes. Never mind shit if it's written with foes. Be laid out in the bins, no clothes. Like in my action, porno hoes. Uptown shit, find your body in a fifth. Or laid out stiff in the bottom of the pit. We don't give a fuck, that's your man's white shit. Sucking niggas dicks in the back, so slick. Yeah, my flow so sick. Make a yellow bone, just ride like dick. We from uptown when we bust some clips. Fuck my bitches and we drive nice whips. If you get my drift, keep it shorty far away from this shit. Tell me fuck once, tell me pass that bitch. Have a go around, marry go that bitch.
So I'ma go up. This thing go up. So I'ma go up. This thing go up. So I'ma go up. I'ma go up.
I'm dead. I'm dead.
This thing go up. So I'ma go up.
y'all when I come home with laughs.
Forever.
Right now, just in the nasty flicks.
Nasty letters.
See you in the VI room.
With the loonies.
Yeah, you my bottom.
But you a goonie.
Money on my books.
Commissary piled up.
Black call picked up.
Every time I dialed her.
Our love is set in stone.
She represents for me.
Come home, rolls for her.
In the vent for me. Sat up nights in the cell.
Knowing she meant for me. Anytime I called on a visit.
Knew she sent for me.
I could have been left alone.
But she rode out.
So our love is set in stone. What?
Young nigga with aspirations of thugging. Gina a good girl, they met up through Tommy cousin. Love at first sight, nah, it was quite the opposite. He hit the first night, she got pregnant and he fathered it. Gina had a scholarship, now she can't accept it. So she went and found a job, Tommy can't, he got a record. Her household is hectic, Gina mama disappointed. But she never turned her back, she said her baby girl anointed. Tommy house worse. He never knew his dad. His mama on them drugs. The streets is all he ever had. He looked up to the sky like, what the hell I'm supposed to do? I just want the hit. I ain't mean for us to reproduce. Gina second guessing on getting a baby aborted. Tommy in the streets, to him she think it's unimportant. They know they can't afford it, but something gotta give. Both scared about the future, but they want their kid to live. Yeah. Tough time, call for tough decisions. But never let quit be your disposition, ah. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah, cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. Ricky the biggest dealer on the block, kingpin. Devin his little brother, they got the same mother. Both got different fathers, but to them it don't matter. Ricky at the top, Devin climbing the same ladder. Dudes across town got a problem, you know how haters get. See Ricky shining, they plotting on how they taking it. So they set him up, said they got wife for the low. Long way from his hood, but Rick will ride for the snow. Devin wanted to go, but he already made plans, not knowing that he won't see his big brother again. Simple choice made, impacted his whole life. Ricky found dead on the corner of 39th. Devin like, damn, I should go retaliate. Rick was his right hand, but he got a baby on the way. He don't want to see with no pops cause of rocks. Should he risk go getting shot or possibly getting locked? Nah, yeah. Tough times call for tough decisions. But never let quit be your disposition, nah. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah, cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. Keisha got two kids, her baby daddy a joke. Ain't seen him in 2 years, all he wanna do is smoke. She on that single mother grind, school and work full time. Fighting the landlord cause her rent always behind. She keep pushing, but she might as well be standing still. She start hooking, that's the only way she pay her bills. She got a pimp, and that nigga named Charles. Most of his life behind bars, treat his women like dogs.
Keisha take it, cause she just looking for love. Thinking that's the price you pay when you get involved with a thug. That nigga get wild, her and the kids, he beat him, saying that he gon' kill her if she ever try to leave him. Keisha's so confused, she knows she wanna run, but nowhere to run to, so she back at square one. Wish she had wings, she just wanna fly, but she can't, life hard, so she just wanna die. Yeah, tough times call for tough decisions, but never let quit be your disposition, cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah, cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. Good life with bad bitches. Number one goal, cash getting solo. I'm just trying to make it. Nothing handed out, so I gotta take it. Rush you niggas, like I called a blitz. Try and stir the game up, nest quick. Going all out, best trick. Here to stay, I hope you get the message. My crew, realest niggas in the room. You only live once, the number one is you. I'm so drunk I can't taste it. Day and night we get white boy wasted. White boy wasted. Day and night we get white boy wasted. I'm so drunk I can't taste it. Day and night we get white boy wasted.
Pass the bottle, I'm trying to get it in. We out here drinking like a fish, I hope that you can swim. Women hanging off my arms like a new jacket. In the telly cut her up like Hugh Jackman. Wolverine, you know the deal. Tell your friend that she can join so I know it's real. It's my year, living the high life. In my zone, twilight. Yeah, we on the road like new tires. Y'all niggas suck, vampires. Back away, cause the niggas still shining bright. Fuck around and get left, my niggas try and get it right. I'm double knot, you kinda tight. Bars like a Klondike. Shawty give me head, I just say get in my mind right. Flyer than the steward, it's the shit like manure, bitch. Rolling in the whip, rims bigger to the loose and shit.
My crew, realest niggas in the room. You only live once, the number one is you. I'm so drunk I can't taste it. Ain't there we get white boy wasted. White boy wasted. Ain't there we get white boy wasted. I'm so drunk I can't taste it. Ain't there we get white boy wasted.
Straight shot, no ice. Drinks on the house, satellite. Cool, I'm so drunk I can't taste it. Every night in the club, white boy wasted. Getting fucked up, hell nah, I ain't chasing. Living life fast, hell nah, I ain't pacing. Shooting for the stars, call me Big Dipper. Trying to take off like the clothes on a stripper. Only thing that matters is the color of a lizard, green. Get it, then I'm sharing with my team. If it's mano, imano, I'm going at your sling. Niggas try and block like a wide receiver screen. Could never hold me down, I'ma shine like Sheen. Never will I lose, niggas getting demolished. But they don't understand, like niggas speaking Ebonic. Till I'm going at your ass like new jeans in a wallet. My time, no excuse. Going at niggas' heads, shampoo. Remember when my days was great, no goose. Till I let the light in, sunroof.
Yeah, back in the building. Once again, I want to thank everyone, Glamour Chick, Baltimore's son, all the artists for submit, everyone who called in on the check-in. But y'all already know, check me out tomorrow at 10 p.m. I'll do it all over again. More music, more topics, more throwbacks. Y'all already know. And in closing, like I always say, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Harap a lot. Don't drink and drive. We want you back pregame for the next one. And also, big happy birthday shout out to OTM Hoffa. Wherever you at, have fun, be safe. Coming up is Miss Lady Steele, so definitely be on the lookout. Check your Facebook, check your Twitter, see where she's at, see what she's doing. And just everyone be good, and I'll see y'all in 22 hours, all right? I love y'all, and I'm out.